is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news. Not necessarily the news.
Not necessarily the news.
Thursday installment where we give equal time to all news stories regardless of whatever the FCC says.
Let's start right out.
That's right.
Hey, what happened?
Well, a bit of breaking news from just hours ago over there. Tony in the UK is watching. He usually is on our Hank Facebook Live. This is happening in your neck of the woods. Over there in England, the ex-prince, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Oh, I left him out accidentally on his 66th birthday today.
Oh!
He woke up to a present. Well, I don't know if he was asleep, but he was arrested. Just hours ago, this news coming out from the BBC on suspicion of misconduct in public office for allegedly forwarding confidential trade documents to Jeffrey Epstein. So at least 6 unmarked police cars and around 8 plainclothes officers swooped in to the King's brother's Sandringham estate in Eastern England early this morning, our time. If convicted on these misconduct charges, the former prince, of course, he lost his crown, last year, right? He lost his title officially. Mm-hmm. Faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. So one officer was seen carrying a police-issued laptop after arriving there around 8 a.m. British time. Cars leave it around 30 minutes later. And they all swept through the property there. And he remains in custody. Andrew does. So it was... Obviously, this is, in the pictures from the Epstein thing, and he's been all over this.
Good.
Really, the only one that's been kind of pinpointed in a big, big way and suffered any retribution, by and large. Now, King Charles has not commented on it, but the UK Prime Minister did, says nobody is above the law, and then referred other matters to, I think that's a matter for the police. They'll conduct their own investigation, etc., etc. So... That breaking here, just overnight, our time, the former prince, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, on his birthday, in the clink.
Are we allowed to ask when American officials are going to follow suit?
I don't know if we have jurisdiction over there, but we'll check into that. We'll check into that. I'm not sure. They're probably too busy at the Olympics right now.
Rescue efforts to find the 9 missing skiers near Lake Tahoe, now a recovery mission. 8 have been declared dead and 1 remains missing. This occurred in Placer County, California, and is on the Sierra backcountry. The group was led by 4 guides on a 3-day trip, got caught in an avalanche when they were making their way back in. The avalanche, the size of a football field, if you're not familiar with how these things work. 6 survivors managed to stay alive by taking shelter in a treed area. Whiteout conditions do remain, so it could be some time before they actually locate the victims.
Your Olympics update. Olympics, everyone watches. Of course, we'll have a special Olympics, correspondent on 7:47 about an hour from now.
Another sports reporter?
Of a different variety.
Okay.
And definitely the star of yesterday's show. But Team USA, we got 3 more medals yesterday. Picked up a bronze in men's snowboarding, bruh. A silver in men's cross-country skiing, which that was a bit of a surprise.
Going to ski and ski and ski and
ski. Seriously,
and
those Norwegians put skis on and they win everything. They won gold in that event, too. And after... Because we've talked about this even yesterday, how NBC and Mike Tirico tells us these deep human interest, personal stories about these Olympians and their struggles and their histories.
Yeah.
Well, one of those, and she's on every commercial. Michaela Schifrin, downhill skier, slalomlessness. I'm not sure how you say that. Anyway, in the downhill women's slalom yesterday, not only made a podium, she won the gold.
Atta girl.
That's right, too. So, coming into the day, here we are. Norway still leads overall medal count with 33. 15 of those are golds. Mm. By the way, they have now the most Winter Olympic medals all time as of yesterday. I think they already did. Italy, still in second, the host country, having a great Olympics at 26. total, 9 of those golds. U.S. has 7 golds, 24 total medals. We are banking on the silver, though, with 11. That leads all right there. So we have a couple of big events. Now, yesterday also, and this was a surprise, the U.S. men's hockey team beat the heavily favored Sweden hockey team 2-1 in an overtime shootout. So they will take on Slovakia in the men's.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're assured a medal at this point, but they'll be in the semifinal. Now, the U.S. women's team play Canada later on today at about noon time. And they've been trading back for years who wins the gold. Canada's won the last two. U.S. was before that. So U.S. favored slightly in this game today. So that should be a pretty good watch. Of course, the star was the dog. Right there on the course. He didn't disrupt the competition, but he did follow two skiers across the finish line and then proceeded to get some belly rubs and whatnot like there. And really, when it comes down to it, finished third. We'll have more on this Czechoslovakian wolf dog named Nazgul.
Nazgul.
Coming up later on in the show, especially an hour from now.
It's tough to believe, but Carrie Underwood, not the cute little 21-year-old that we fell in love with on American Idol. Mm-mm. She is now a bona fide millennial, middle-aged mom that is embracing her new phase of life. Admits she's got a lot of granny hobbies. Now, none of this means we're actually old. We just do things like she does. Crochet, bird watching, making her own sourdough, and kombucha, growing her own peppers, and even scrubs her own toilets after all these years. Do be warned, Carrie, not the most popular gal on the panel this season. She admits she got a lot of flack for performing at President Trump's inauguration ceremony during Hollywood Week.
That's why she's getting booed? All right.
I didn't make the rules. But I mean, she can make her own kombucha. That's something.
I mean, I'd pick up hobbies, too, if I had to sit next to Luke Bryan for all that time, for crying out loud.
Skinny jeans.
Well, YouTube's first ever video yesterday was acquired by a museum. So this was 21 years ago, and it was acquired by a museum over in London. The clip is, like, 19 seconds long. And it's titled simply, Me at the Zoo. We have time to play that.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks.
Do they?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Okay. That was the first ever upload. Happened on April 23rd. 25-year-old Jared Karim at the San Diego Zoo. Mm. That's how it all started, kids. And it's now there in a London museum. It's been viewed 382 million times, 18 million likes.
And you just gave him another hit.
You can go see it at the Albert Museum in London.
I mean, it's no TikTok dance.
That's how it all started, kids. And now he's probably got a podcast in a closet somewhere, because that's all that matters and takes. All right, there you go.
Stuck down there. Venezuela has a lot more than just some great oil tankers. Mm-mm. They make some dang good baseball players, too. Philadelphia Phillies agree, as they've signed on Venezuelan David Bisabe to a pre-agreement. He'll be getting a $1.8 million bonus. This is a very odd deal because he's in the sixth grade.
Oh.
He's 11 years old.
Right.
Cannot enter the league until 2031. And this does not guarantee that he will be playing for the Phillies. They're just like, hey, love you so much.
Just earmarking.
Here's $1.8 million.
At 11 years old, huh? All right. Good job there.
Well, the rest of our 11-year-olds just get in trouble for, breaking out in their WWE moves during theater class.
Yeah, WWE should sign Lil Bo. Jump on that.
Seriously.
There you go.
John Cena, hello.
Well, if that kid can have 18 million likes for saying that elephants have long trunks, I guess anybody can be famous out there. in a interest to some certainly agriculture folks around here. The maker of Roundup Weed Killer has proposed to try to settle this whole tens of thousands of current and future lawsuits alleging its Roundup products cause cancer. They said, how about this? How about a $7.25 billion settlement? This surprised some people because it's 7.25 that they didn't just round up. And then number one on the charts, not the country charts, not the pop charts, but as of yesterday, because of his cover there at the Turning Point USA's halftime alternate halftime show, Kid Rock's cover of Cody Johnson's 2022 Till You Can't with that added extra verse at the end is now number one on the Hot Christian Songs chart.
Fantastic.
Kid Rock, the number one song in Christian music. Things could be worse. It's supposed to be at 7:15, but I think this is our sign of the apocalypse now. Right?